Thank you, Susan, and welcome, everybody. I kind of feel like, as Susan reminded us, a number of you in the room have been here before and are sitting in some of the exact same chairs I recall you sitting in at earlier meetings. Susan asked me to do a quick overview of the permitting process going forward, and I think most people in this room, I think, have a pretty good understanding of the permitting process, so I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail. But essentially, sometime in the next month or two, the federal government, the Department of Energy, is going to release the draft environmental impact statement. And DOE has said, and we want to thank our congressional delegation for weighing in on this, that there will be at least 60 days for us to review this 2,000-page-plus document before we have to comment on it. And I think it's unclear how long the public comment period will actually be open after the public hearings are completed, but there will likely be three hearings, one in Whitefield, one in Plymouth, and one in Concord. From what they've said so far, we're looking at, as I said, a minimum of a couple thousand pages, as many as 11 different alternative routes, but they're only looking at that one international border crossing up in Pittsburgh. That's the only one location that any international boundary transfer would occur. The federal agencies who are involved in this project, led by the Department of Energy, include the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, who will have to issue a wetlands permit if there are more than 3 acres of wetlands directly impacted, the U.S. Forest Service, who would have to issue a special use permit if the route ends up going through the White Mountain National Forest, the Environmental Protection Agency, while they don't have any specific permits that they issue, they are the National Environmental Policy Act compliance agency. And then I believe that Meredith Hatfield, who is Governor Hassan's Director of Office of Energy and Planning here in the state of New Hampshire, has also sat on the planning committee that has been managing the preparation of the draft EIS. Now, it's important to remember that the EIS in its draft form still has to go through another iteration before it becomes a final document. And if there are the same number of comments on this draft EIS as there were in the scoping part of the EIS process, it's likely that that's a 6 to 12 month process. Now, you didn't hear me say that it would be great if we had 10 or 20,000 comments just to extend the period of time that it takes for them to review and catalog all of those comments. But if there's anybody in this room who leaves with a to-do list today, put on your to-do list, write public comments to the DOE in response to the draft EIS. The federal agencies that have permitting authority have suggested that they probably are unlikely to make a final decision. And recall that the EIS isn't a decision document. It's an information document. So the federal agencies will all use that information document to actually make the decision that they are each required to make. And each of them has indicated, both at the scoping sessions and one-on-one in meetings that many of us have attended, that it's not likely that they will make those final decisions until after the SEC, the state's Site Evaluation Committee, makes its decision on whether or not to grant a permit. So that's because the state permit, the SEC certificate, as it's called, is sort of the big enchilada. And that's the permit that actually determines whether or not this project can be built on land here in New Hampshire, or underland, as the case may be. The Site Evaluation Committee was designed, as I think you've all heard a number of us talk about before, to be one-stop shopping for applicants. This has its pluses and minuses, but it's actually not all bad, because at the end of the day, the Site Evaluation Committee needs to make one of three decisions, either to grant a certificate, which is the name of the permit. That's one choice they can make, as it's been proposed. Second is to grant a permit with conditions, and third is to not deny the permit. And I think I've, a number of you heard me say back 3 years ago that I didn't think there was a ghost chance of ever getting the SEC to say no to any SEC permit. Well, I think in April of 2013, the Site Evaluation Committee for the first time made a decision to deny a permit in the case of the Antrim Wind Project. And that Antrim Wind Project permit was denied almost exclusively on aesthetic reasons. So I think from the standpoint of those of us who are concerned about Northern Pass, that's a lot better precedent than we were looking at before that decision was made. And I think the other major thing that's changed since back then, since April of 2013, thanks to Senator Jeanie Forrester, who's here, and a number of other elected officials who are here, the state legislature last year amended the Site Evaluation Committee statute in some pretty important ways. One, instead of having 15 agency heads from state government, now there are only 7, and there's 2 public members. And those public members are not employed by the state government, and they are, in theory, there at the table representing the interest of the public. A second major change was to expand the public hearing process, and I'll get into that in just a second, but this was really an important change because instead of just having one set of hearings in the for the benefit of the public, there are now 3 separate sets of hearings that each project has to go through. And a third important change is that one of the 4 decision-making findings that have to be made, this wasn't the case before last June when SB 245 was enacted, is that the Site Evaluation Committee itself needs to make a determination that granting the certificate would be in the public interest. And I'm sure we'll talk more about that as the day goes on. I think that the change regarding public information is, as I said, I think really important. Now, when Northern Pass decides that they're going to make an application, before they even apply, 30 days before they apply, at least, they have to hold public information meetings in each of the counties in which the project is proposed to occur. Now, right now, there are 5 counties that Northern Pass, as it's been proposed to DOE, would actually be located in. So that means there has to be 5 public information meetings at which the applicant has to reveal what it's planning on proposing to the Site Evaluation Committee. Then within 45 days of formally applying, they need to hold a second round of public information meetings, at least in each of the counties impacted. Again, 5 so far. And it's possible that what they propose 30 days before they apply could be different than what they actually apply for, which is the reason why this second round of public information meetings is required now. And then the third set of public interaction is a formal SEC public hearing where the Site Evaluation Committee itself holds hearings in each of the counties where the applicant is proposing to build the project. Now, the SEC has to decide within 60 days of receipt of an application whether or not it's complete. And this is a major threshold issue for every application. And if it's determined to be incomplete, the applicant has 10 days to cure the defect. Otherwise, the application essentially goes away and they have to reapply. So once the application is determined to be complete, if it is determined to be complete, that's when the formal hearing phase of the whole process, the adjudicative process, actually gets underway. So there are now 4 decisions that the Site Evaluation Committee must make in order to grant a certificate. First, it has to find that the applicant has adequate financial, technical, and managerial capability to assure construction and operation of the facility in continuing compliance with the terms and conditions of the certificate. Second, the site and facility cannot unduly interfere with the orderly development of the region, with due consideration having been given to the views of the municipal and regional planning commissions and municipal governing bodies. This is important because municipalities have a somewhat unique standing in the statute. And it's really important that municipalities that believe that a project is good or bad for them should speak up and say so and say why. The third finding they have to make, the site and facility will not have an unreasonable adverse effect on aesthetics, historic sites, air and water quality, the natural environment, and public health and safety. This is a very important threshold finding as well, and I think it's one where all of us in the room can easily identify a handful of issues that that we hope the SEC is going to pay attention to. And then the fourth I mentioned already is that the certificate, that issuing the certificate would serve the public interest. Now, interestingly, while this statute has actually been amended, the rules, the administrative rules that govern how the state is to implement the statute are still under review. And in fact, if the legislation that's been introduced extending the opportunity for the July 1st is now the deadline for these rules to be in place, I think it's a pretty safe bet that even if the legislature doesn't extend it, they're not going to meet that deadline. But there is a piece of legislation before the legislature now that would extend this to November 1st. And actually, I think it's a good thing that there is an extension because the Site Evaluation Committee's process up to now has revealed that that several members of the Site Evaluation Committee need continued education and why certain parts of the rules need to be changed or amended. So there at least there's an opportunity to do that. Finally, a couple of issues to keep in mind. The existing high voltage direct current power line that goes through western New Hampshire actually took 3.25 years to go through the Site Evaluation Committee process 30 years ago. So if that's any benchmark, now it's for sure the process was different back then. That project was, compared to Northern Pass, considerably less controversial, although there were still issues with it. But the bottom line was 3.25 years is a long time for any kind of permit review process. Under the current law, it's supposed to be 12 months from the date that the application is determined to be complete that a decision is made. I may be wrong on this, but I don't think the SEC has ever met that requirement. And they have the power under the statute to extend the clock or stop the clock, as the case may be, in the public interest. You know, one thing I think we all need to keep in mind is that I think to be charitable, one might say that the public relations effort, rollout effort that Northern Pass has initiated over the last 4.5 years has been a little feeble, hasn't really served their interests really well. And as much as we may think that that's the case, and I think we certainly think it is the case, I have to tell you that the lawyers that they have, they're a different breed. They're not going to make the mistakes that the PR people made. They're going to be very well prepared, very well financed, and this is not going to, they're not going to take anything for granted. And I think the last thing I would mention is that the other thing that's still pending in the legislature is that the financing mechanism, the way in which the SEC is actually funded to do its job has not been finalized. There was an interim, last year when SB 245 was passed, there was an interim financing measure. That has since expired, and the legislature now needs to act to try and finalize a more permanent funding mechanism, which includes in the legislation that's being considered right now, a fairly aggressive application fee. You know, right now there's no budget for the SEC, or up until last year, there was no budget for the SEC. The applicants didn't pay an application fee. If this statute as written now passes, I think Northern Pass would pay an application fee somewhere in the range of $610,000. So a lot going on, a lot to digest, and I think you'll hear from others about how you can take next steps to intervene in this delightful process. So thank you.